The loss of smell is very gradual. It creeps up on us so slowly that there actually never is a day when we wake up and acknowledge to ourselves, I am unable to smell anything. Is that the case for you? Are you unable to smell anything? I suggest to you today to simply give yourself that acknowledgement, or at least acknowledge what it is that you can't smell. Make it explicit. Make today the day when you simply declare, it is true, I am unable to smell. And after you do that, I suggest that you simply set your intention to smell again. It is setting the intention that sets the course of being able to heal whatever obstructions may be present in your physical body that are impairing your ability to smell. Being explicit about your intention to smell again is the most important step in being able to smell once again. Set the intention, set it now, ask your cranial nerve that senses smell to come back to life, nurture that neural cranial nerve now, ask that any blockage or obstruction or goop or crud that is obstructing its performance to be removed, simply ask for it to happen. Just ask for it now, right now. Declare that is your intention to be able to bring that cranial nerve back to life. Declare it to be so, and it will be so for you. Declare your intention to reclaim your sense of smell, and it will be made so for you. For that is the way the body works. We are so thankful that indeed the body is a miracle. And when we respect its ability to heal, it astounds us. Make it so now. Make the ability to smell happen now. This is Robert Rogers. May you perform magic on that cranial nerve today, and may that sense of smell come back in the time and in the way that you most desire it to happen. Parkinson's recovery. Good day.